If I'm walking in love, how much condemnation does God put upon me? None. I mean, I have freedom. There's no condemnation. I can walk in and look at Terry right in the face and no condemnation. Her husband's looking right there beside me. But if I start looking at her other parts and he's sitting there looking at me, hey, I'm going to come under conviction right now because I know I'm just defending him. I'm looking at his wife. Where are you supposed to be looking at her? You know, and too many men do that. And boys, if you don't think the girls are not paying attention.
That's right. We know.
The girls know if you have a spirit of lust. I mean, they know. I mean, you walk up and you go to look at her right in the face. You look down right at her breast. She sees you look right there, and immediately she's on the defensive. Mm-hmm. Immediately. She knows you have a spirit of lust in you, and that woman will not feel comfortable around you.
That's right.
She will not feel comfortable around. And God don't like it either. He told you to keep your eyes straight. But some do not have this, but this scripture goes on down in verse 2, 3, and 4. And when you get to, well, let's just read verse 2, 3, and 4, and we'll see all of them have the translation, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." For the law of the Spirit, the law of the Spirit, as long as we walk in the Spirit, it is has set me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
In other words, if I'm walking in the Spirit, how much sin do I have to do? None. And death, do I have to worry about death? No. It's not going to kill me. It's not going to get me. "For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh." Now then, the next verse, again, one more time. "That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit."
Amen.
All translations have it there. You had a question, Mr. Hody?
Yeah, I just want to ask you to put up one more scripture.
Okay, what was that, sir?
Daniel 34 and 35 from your Bible.
Daniel 34, 35?
Daniel
4. 34 and 35. Okay. Daniel 4, 34 and 35. Let's pull that up and see what that looks like. And at Daniel 4, 34. Okay. Okay. "And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored Him that lives forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation." Verse 35. "And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and He doth according to His will in the army of heaven. And among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay His hand or say to Him, what doest thou?" So,
what does that mean? How do you define that? When it says, "And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and He doeth according to His will."
In the army of heaven. I mean, there's no doubt in the army of heaven, God runs everything regardless of what we do down here on earth. It's going, whatever He says is going to happen. He's in control. But, of course, he's talking about before the coming of Christ, too, here. Since the coming of Christ, those people that have had the privilege to live on this side of the cross have such a tremendous blessing that nobody in history has ever had. And that is that we can repent of sin, we can come to Jesus, He will forgive us, and now we become sons and daughters of God. Up until then, you couldn't be a son or daughter of God. You couldn't be a joint heir with Christ. But today, anybody can be a son or a daughter of God. Now, this is pretty awesome, and you have to really meditate on this to get a hold of this, that I am a child of God. I am born into the kingdom of God. I have joint heirship with Him. Everything that belonged to Jesus belongs to me. Now, if I will walk holy in His presence and I will die to sin and not live in the flesh, but live in the Spirit, live in the Word, then that scripture in John 14, 12 will come to pass for anybody that will believe God. Now, almost, I guess nobody walks there, but that magnificent promise of John 14, 12, this is where we should all walk, but almost nobody walks there. Look at what he says. Let's go to John 14, Let's go to John 14:12. Jesus says, "Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." This is totally, completely different of what Daniel 4 talks about in verse 35. Under the old covenant, the people had no power. No power. But when Jesus came and died on that cross, and you accepted that gift that he paid, you became a joint heir with Christ. And every gift that the Father gave him now belongs to you and me. It's written in the Scripture. Blessed be, Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. How many of those belong to you? All of them. Why? Because of what Jesus did on the cross. Now, do we account for something on this earth? Oh, yeah. We're his body. We are his body. You know, we do account for something. As a child of God, you are a part of the body of Christ on this earth. Does he want his body to be sick? No. Did he give you power to get rid of sickness? Yes. What do you got to do to get rid of it? Repent. And then come to him in faith. And then, what if he says no to your request? Can he?
No.
How? What makes you think God cannot say no to his promises? You got a scripture that somewhere?
1 Corinthians 1:20.
Terry up here says 1 Corinthians 1:20. Oh, 2 Corinthians 1:20. She's close. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 1:20, and I want you to see that. For how many of the promises?
All
of the promises of God in Christ are what?
Yes.
Yes. And in Christ, amen, unto the glory of God by who?
Us.
Wow. Is that something? I mean, if one of these little girls or boys of yours were to get sick now, you know what you got to do, right? Make sure that there's no sin in their life. Make sure there's no sin in your life. Make sure there's no sin in mama's life. And then go over and lay hands on them and rebuke the enemy, command him to leave and say, "You're well in the name of Jesus." Isn't that wonderful that you can do that? Why can you do that? Because who lives right inside there?
Jesus.
That's almost more than you mean grasp, isn't it? The King of Kings would come in and live in that? He said, "Yeah. That's where I live on earth, in you." What a privilege. No other generation in history has had this privilege but us. And we are the body of Christ. Wow. Yes, yes, brother. Oh, just a minute. Let me get a mic. I said that was the last question, but anyway, I want to. I repent, Lord. I don't want to cut nobody short.
No, because of what the lady said earlier about the gases, yeah, prices, yeah, and all that.
Yeah.
But what you just said is we have such tremendous power that if we were band together, we can actually change the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
That's what.
Yeah. What did Jesus say?
So how come it's taking us so long to do this?
I'll tell you why. Because we've been too involved in the world. And not we've been spent too much time trying to make a living watching football games, watching television, and not studying this book. Is that true? Right. Okay, the question. Okay.
I'd like to answer his question because I was really... suffered illness and everything, and one of the things I learned that in a war, if you hurt someone, it takes more people to take care of that person than it does if you just kill them. So if the body of Christ is sick, there's more of us trying to take care of the sick ones, and we're not strong because we're not united, because we're like sick here, and so we're not a united force that's well. You know, we need to get ourselves well, get out of sin, and become the united force, and we can do anything. All thanks to Christ.
Amen. Karen's learned her lesson well. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. One of the things that the Spirit told me once, and this is one of the reasons why the denominations are split, is because Satan uses the differences in the denominations to split the body of Christ and to keep us weak. So if we get over the religion of each denomination and we come together as the body of Christ and we know who we are within our power, then we can make significant changes.
Amen. Praise the King. Absolutely. Glory to God. Okay, praise the King. One other thing, okay.
Can we start today?
Can we? Absolutely.
How?
By getting in the Word and start praying in
all
faith.
Right. But this is what I'm, this is thought just came.
Okay.
Why can't we, all of us in here, fast and pray one day? You can set up everything. Fast and pray one day and turn this thing around.
Amen.
Because it got to start somewhere.
And well, the king said in his word, and look at Matthew 18:19, and let's see this is where we find out that we don't believe the word. Here's a promise in Matthew 18:19 that talks about power. What he's talking about, we all get together. Matthew 18:19, Jesus told us, he said, again I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So if he said, if two of us can ask, and of course other places in the scripture, he says one of y'all can put 1,000 demons to flight, two of you can put 10,000 to flight.
Amen. Praise God.
Isn't that something? Oh, there's a girl who said, wow, what can three of us do? Well, exponentially, as we go from 10,000, you know, to 10,000, or 1,000 to 10,000, I mean, just think of what we could do if this many of us got together. You have a question, young lady? Okay, wait, let me get you a mic so they can hear it. Just 1 second. Like I say, if you just can't stand it, you have to go home before I do. That's okay. I understand. But I'm trying to get around to all these people questions.
I just wanted to say that two could put 1,000 to flight under the law. But under grace, two of us could put anything to flight but Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. But you're right. If we will all repent of our sins, I'm going to tell you what. All of you that came for healing here today, if every one of you will, from what you've heard today, and repent of your sins and believe God with no doubt in your heart that when we pray, you're going to be healed, there's no doubt everybody here today will be healed.
Amen.
I mean, just like the little lady over here, you heard the testimony of the little girl, and this is devastating that if she gets in touch with any kind of a peanut, the little girl's going to die. Y'all heard her, didn't you? And we prayed, and she believed, but when that little girl, 3 years old, walked through that house of peanuts and said, Mama, I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That ain't bad for a 3-year-old, you know it?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.